How much room is there tonight for Jesus? How much room is there tonight in your heart for Jesus? This holiday season has been marked by a notable lack of the proclamation, Merry Christmas. It has been noted by a remarkable lack of people in the stores, on television and radio broadcasts, saying Merry Christmas. We hear Happy Holidays, Season's Greetings, all the best to your family, your and yours. Happy New Year. I even heard a Merry Kwanzaa. But, sadly, so few Merry Christmases. I was at Toys R Us. You may have noticed I had fewer hairs today than I had yesterday. I was at Toys R Us pulling out my hair because I couldn't find certain items to give to my nephew. And I would go from my cell phone to the shelves, to my cell phone to the shelves. Now, Chuck, did he say this, or did he say that, or did he say this other? And I was watching as a fellow next to me, maybe 23 or 24 years old, and he had a little child holding on to his hand. And he's madly going through the shelves, looking for the right video game. And I noticed that Jesus came out of his mouth as a curse. It has gotten to the point where you can use his name in vain, but not in reverence. It has gotten to the point in our culture where you can curse in Jesus' name, but not bless. What is our world coming to? What is a world coming to when the Prince of Peace's name cannot be proclaimed? Not just in schools, not just in government buildings, but at Toys R Us. I stood in line to check out, and as I was checking out, the fella in front of me was finishing the process of, you know, taking my money, and very painful process, let me tell you. And then he looked at me and kind of absentmindedly said, Merry Christmas. And then he got this horrible look on his face. And he said, oh, please, don't tell anybody I said that. And I smiled at the fella and I said, I'll tell Jesus. And I'll thank him for you. My friends, there is very little room in our society today for Jesus. There is very little room in the hearts of the world for the Savior. Is there room in your heart tonight? Is there room in your heart to profess Him as Lord and Savior? Is there room in your heart to proclaim the incarnate Creator of the universe as your God and King? Is there room in your heart? In the gospel reading tonight, we heard that there was no room for them in the inn. The city was filled with people who've come to Bethlehem of Judea to be registered for the tax rolls. The city was filled with people, and there was no room for them at the Hilton or at the Marriott or even at the Motel 6. But they found an innkeeper who was willing to let them stay in the barn, the stable, the cave garage out behind the inn. And so, while the King of Glory should have been received into this world in palaces with servants and luxurious cloth to be wrapped in, the King of Glory instead was received in a stable, wrapped in cloth bands and laid in an eating trough. The world had no room for the Savior. It still has no room for the Savior. The inn had no room for the Savior. It still has no room for the Savior. Does your heart have room for the Savior? That is the question tonight. As we celebrate yet again the birth of the Savior, is there room in your heart? Tonight and tomorrow, we will proclaim Him again as a people of faith. Tonight and tomorrow we will proclaim Him. Will we proclaim Him outside these doors, outside these walls? Will we proclaim Him as Savior to those whom we meet? Will we say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? My friends, the question tonight is simple. Is there room in your heart? Because if there is no room in your heart for the Christ child, if there is no room in your heart for the Creator of this world, if there is no room in your heart tonight to proclaim Him as Savior, then, my friends, there is no room in heaven for you. Ooh. That one surprised even me. But it's true. If there is no room in your heart for the Savior, what are you doing here? Is there room in your heart? If there's room in your heart tonight, and if there is room in your heart on Easter Sunday, where is the room in your heart on other days? I have a challenge for us tonight. Let us proclaim Him a Savior. Let us make room in our hearts for the Savior and throw out the trash that is there. And let us make room in our hearts for the Savior, not just at Christmas, not just at Easter, not just at the high holy days or when disaster strikes. Let us make room in our hearts for the Savior every day. Is there room in your heart tonight? We celebrate His birth not because He was born in December. He was incarnate in December. He was conceived in His mother's womb in December. We celebrate His birth, His incarnation and His birth tonight, proclaiming the beginning, the new beginning for all the world. Let us make room in our hearts for the Savior. Let us make room in our hearts for Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and may the people of the Christ child say, Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2005 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.